I want to have you turn with me to Proverbs chapter 22 tonight. We're going to look at one verse of Scripture here. As we are continuing in our thoughts on Christian liberty considered, I want to direct your thinking tonight about liberty within boundaries. Liberty within boundaries. Liberty is never unrestricted. It never has been, and it never will be. Even heaven is going to have restrictions. Now, some people say, oh, I don't agree with that. I can do whatever I want. No, you'll do whatever pleases Christ for all eternity. You won't think about doing anything else other than pleasing Christ. There's a boundary. Amen? That's a boundary put there by God Almighty. He says, I'll have no more tears in my house. That's a boundary. No more tears. There won't be any sorrow in heaven. That's a boundary. God's installed that. You see, liberty for the Christian does have boundaries. What happens, though, so many times is in our worldly way of thinking so many times, we have a tendency to push the boundaries that God has established in His Word. Look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise. Now get this. And apply thine heart unto my knowledge. In other words, we have to make application. We have to apply ourselves in the knowledge of God when it comes to the decisions of life. We do have liberty, but there are liberty within boundaries. Think about this for just a moment. The Bible commands us to work. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10. If any man will not work, let him not what? Eat. That's pretty clear. You don't work, you don't eat. Well, the Lord has told us to work, but He doesn't tell us what job. That takes wisdom, seeking the Lord's face. Well, I can remember after graduation on January the 18th of 1987, I thought I was going to go to Atlanta and apply for a candidacy in a church there to be the music and youth pastor. Well, I got home that Sunday. I got a phone call that night from Dr. Hobbs. We had a teacher resign today. Can you help us out in the classroom? I said, Dr. Hobbs, I'm supposed to go to Atlanta, but I can help out for a few days. And he said, all right, that'll be fine. Well, it wasn't a few minutes after I hung up with him, I get a phone call from the pastor up in Atlanta that said, we've already chosen somebody, you won't need to come. Well, you talk about getting answers to prayer just like that. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to be in a classroom on Monday morning. So I came up, it was after church that night, I came up, got a stack of books, and I went home and I burned the midnight oil to get caught up on where they were at, and I walked into a classroom the next morning, and I've been in this ministry ever since. You see, folks, we don't know exactly what the job is. God has to show us. We have to seek His face, and we have to apply our hearts to knowledge. The Bible tells us to fellowship, Hebrews 10 and verse 25. But He doesn't tell us which church to attend. What does that require? Wisdom, knowledge, to make sure I choose the right church. And if you look in the Bible, it doesn't say go to such and such church. But it does give you the principles about to look for in a church. Amen? It tells us what to do. The Bible tells us to pray. Romans 12 and verse 12. I could go into several verses of Scripture there. But it does not tell us for how long we're to pray and where we're to pray. Those are all things that happen along the hours of the day. I find myself many, many times walking between classes. Lord, help me in this class right now. Well, Lord, we've got a busy schedule today, and I just need You to undertake that You'll help me. I've got so many things to remember. Help me not to forget something that's important. And you know, the Lord will sometimes will bring some, oops, I forgot that. And He'll bring it up there and take care of it before D-Day or whatever hour it's supposed to be. You don't know always where to pray, but you know you ought to pray. These are things that are in the realm. The Bible tells us that we're to do acts of kindness, that we're to do good toward others. Help the widows and the orphans. James 1 and verse 27, but does not tell us where and when. Sometimes there are things that come along pathway that may sound good, but when you dig into it, they're not. Maybe a fraud, maybe a fake. Even when doing what the Bible commands us to do, we still have Christian liberty. It's that understanding, things we know we ought to do, but the timing and working things out, sometimes that's God's work. He has to show us. I've seen Him do things where I just didn't felt right about doing something that pretended. I said, Lord, I just don't have peace about this. I'm going to wait. And then a day or two later, the Lord will just flood your soul with peace about what you're supposed to do. And then when you deal with that situation, I've had this happen on a number of occasions. An individual maybe I was dealing with or a situation said, you know what? That was the right course of action. And if I'd have done something earlier on, it'd have been the wrong course of action. Christian liberty. To let God work out the circumstances. Sometimes the timing may be what you think you ought to do right now, and it may not be what you ought to do right now. You may need to wait and let something develop. And then God get the glory rather than you. Isn't that the one we're supposed to please? It's easy to start patting yourself on the back and taking credit for all different things that are happening. And then there's the poor Lord that's supposed to be in charge of all things and He doesn't get anything. Very important to see that. For example, Paul was committed to preaching the gospel. That's what God called him to do. But where and how often were many times dictated by circumstances. I've jotted a few of these down. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 18. Paul was not able to execute his decision because Satan got in the way. God's providential will became known. Paul nevertheless preached the gospel elsewhere. The Lord just slowed it down. Sometimes he was able to go, but it was at a later time because Satan hindered and God gave him another opportunity over here. Remember, he was wont to go to Jerusalem and the Lord, the Spirit of God, hindered him. Book of Acts tells us, hindered him from going. Why? Because God had another direction for him to go. You remember the Macedonian call of a man who was praying and God burdened his heart and directed Paul, who wanted to go here, and sent him on to Macedonia. There were several instances that are recorded in the book of Acts of the circumstances changing as he was going along. There wasn't a verse of Scripture that thou shalt go to Macedonia or thou shalt go to Jerusalem or thou shalt, but he was sensitive to the working of God's Spirit in his heart and life. And this, folks, comes when you get your head and your heart in this book. And you exercise that Christian liberty in the realm of the boundaries of God's will. I think probably we went around the room tonight, all of you would be able to give an example of how God undertook in a particular situation. Do I hear some amens out there? Yeah. Oh, the Lord has done marvelously in situations. I think about that white bus sitting out there. I've driven by it three or four times this week and I've just turned there and I just said, Lord, God Almighty, we've been praying for a bus for years. Now you might say, who prays for a bus? You got to be crazy. Just go down there and buy one. Well, that's what the world does. We prayed one in and got it for $10,000 cheaper because of a simple mistake that we were unaware of that was made. We were quoted, but the VIN number on the one that we were quoted, they didn't have it in their stock. And they said, Mr. Watt, we've got a problem here. We quoted you an amount on this bus. How many miles on it, on that first bus? 50,000 on a VIN number that it didn't even have in their ownership. But we have this other bus over in Arizona. It's got a few more. It's got 90-something thousand miles. We'll knock $10,000 off. It's sitting out here. And it's paid for. Didn't have to go to the bank. Didn't have to get a loan. God took care of it. Now that's in the realm of Christian liberty. All right? There's all kinds of options out there. But we chose, as a church, as a board, as all of individuals that are here, and in our school, we had parents praying for a bus. And the Lord answered our prayers. It goes over 55 miles an hour. That was one of my prayer requests. I've driven that bus all the way up to the American Village up near Birmingham. You want to know how long it takes to go up there in a bus that doesn't go over 55? And whenever you're going up a hill, it drops to 50? You got it down to the thing and you're just praying, Lord, get us up there. And a dump truck passes you. What's up with that? And the guy's laughing while he's going by you. Okay? Mr. Brainerd, we got a hill coming up. I know. Yeah, but there's the other side. We might break 60. And we were jumping for joy. We got a bus out there that goes over 55 miles an hour. It's got air conditioning and it has luggage racks. Do you know what? That God answered every one of our prayer requests in that vehicle out there, and it runs beautifully. To God be the glory, great things He hath done in the realm of Christian liberty in buying a bus. You know, Dr. Hobbs was the one that always said if he got to heaven and he saw a yellow bus up there, that he none had gone to the wrong place. Okay? And I have to agree with you. I can remember my mom and dad, we used to have they had a bus route when we were little. And my dad pulling up his old beat up truck up to the number 2 bus, opening the hood, jumping it off, getting it ready to go to Sunday school, go pick up the kids. And my mom praying the whole time as we're going out to East Milton to go pick up kids for Sunday school. Didn't know whether we were going to be back or not. And when you get lost out in East Milton, look out. This was back in the days before they had any kind of sheriff's deputies out there. And you just didn't know what was going to happen. But you know, God even undertakes with buses. Young people, He'll take care of your college education if you do what's right. You honor Him. You let Him take care of the direction and the realm of Christian liberty. Now, you have all kinds of choices. But this is what you do. You say, Lord, God Almighty, I need You to show me what to do. And you seek His face. He'll show you what to do and He'll pay for it. He'll take care of that debt. I saw an email today from Andrew Threlfall. God's called him full-time service at South India Baptist Bible College. He's already got temporary status with GFA, and he's praying that the Lord would provide. He said, I need $650 a month to take care of my expenses, and I just need $2,000 for an airline ticket to get back. God wants me in India. God's opened doors for me in India. That's where He wants me to serve. He said, God took care of every one of my bills as a seminary teacher this year. I owe nothing. And he said, I'm looking forward to God supplying everything. Now, in the realm of Christian liberty, Andrew Threlfall could have gone just about anywhere. He's college trained, he's seminary degreed. He could have gotten a job at any Christian college. But what was in heart was, I want to do what God wants me to do. And so when an open door came up at South India Baptist Bible College, he doesn't know the Indian language. But he found out, I can teach in English there. They're required to learn English. So he worked all this year, watched God take care of every one of his needs, one after the other. Even gave him extra where he could fly to go visit his parents in Korea at Christmas time and be able to fly back, all paid for. And he said, I'm so thankful to tell you that God wants me in South India, and I'm looking to Him to take care of mine. That thrills my soul! Does it thrill your soul? Christian liberty has boundaries. But it comes when you fill your heart with this, and you get on your knees and you look to God and say, all right, Lord, I don't know what to do. Would You show me? You young people coming up, graduations very soon. Are you seeking His face? Pastor Watt talked about this on Sunday night. In the realm of Christian liberty, You're thinking, I can do whatever I want to do. Oh, no. You don't understand Christian liberty. Christian liberty is doing what God wants you to do. Seeking His face, letting Him provide, take care of you. And then looking back. Some of these dear folks here, looking back over the years, amen? God's taking care of all of your needs. He's provided in such a remarkable way. The Woods over here, Fran and Richard, we've been praying for them. She's sitting here tonight because the Lord answered prayer. In the realm of Christian liberty, it's doing what God wants me to do and letting Him take care of the rest. And for some people, that just requires too much faith. That just requires too much faith. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Under the guise of Christian liberty, you're going to trounce the boundary and you're going to step right outside of God's provision and plan for you. Do you want that? Do you really want that? That's not where the child of God should live. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank You for the Word of God. We're thankful that we have the Word of God. And the wise know the Word of God and they seek to abide. They apply the knowledge of the Word of God. All within the realm and boundary of Christian liberty. Lord, help us to understand that Christian liberty is not doing as I please. But rather, Christian liberty is doing as Christ pleases. And that's a whole different way of judging things. How do I know what pleases Thee? I search the Scriptures. And then I take those Scriptures and I apply them to the moment and to the situation and to the issues of life. And then I know Your best. And we watch You work in such a powerful way. Lord, I thank You for how You've worked in Andrew Threlfall's life. What a testimony. How You've taken him from the United States, grew up in Korea, got his education here in America, and now he's in India, serving Thee and watching Thee take care of him. Lord, I pray that You would work in a powerful way among our young people. Lord, help them not to just make decisions. Help them to get into Your Word and apply the knowledge of the Word so they make right decisions. Father, we thank You for how You watched over us during this service to bring us to the end of this hour without any kind of serious weather. And we give You glory and praise for answered prayer. Now watch over us. Keep us safe tonight with other rainstorms coming in. Watch over each and every one who came out tonight and over our church family. And I pray that You would bring us back again, Lord willing, unless You come. Bring us back again on Sunday to rejoice and worship in Thee. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.